My name is Alan Dunlop. I'm founding director of FAME Mission, a pioneer evangelical mission founded 20 years ago now in Kenya, East Africa. I'm often asked what advice I would give to aspiring missionaries, to young men and women who have a zeal to serve the Lord and yet are out on a limb as far as knowledge as to where to go to do that or how to do it. If a young man or woman, all other things being equal, of course, feel led to go and actually go to any developing country especially, we're talking here about developing countries, third world countries, to use a phrase which is not now politically correct, poverty-stricken countries, disease-ridden countries, let's not sanitize what we know to be true. Let us tell the truth as it is and get people engaged in going there. When young men and women go, let them go determined that whatever else they do, they're going to get involved with the people, they're going to interact, they're going to walk before the people and show them a better way, if a better way exists, and to show them it in a way that they don't put themselves above those people. The colonial attitude, however much it may be denied, is all too prevalent between white and the African. I see it. I've seen it all over Africa. I've seen it with grief in my heart, how that Africans are treated differently by white missionaries. And no one can tell me any different, because I know what I saw, and I know what I experienced, and I know what I heard. And so, let's understand this. A person goes, they must go, with a love in their heart for that person, a love planted there by God, and go with the mindset, not a preconceived idea of what they should be doing, but go with an open heart and an open mind, and let the Lord open the doors. And never be afraid, never, ever, ever be afraid to say to a local pastor or a local worker or a local someone with a good testimony, if I were to do this, what would the reaction of the people be? Or could you tell me what I could do that would help these people in a better way? Remember, the white man, the African, the two totally different cultures and races, they have different psyche. And I've been in Africa long enough to know that. And the whole secret of it is to have the grace and the humility to allow one to blend with the other for the glory of God.